underground preacher, reaching out to the underground church. And today we're continuing on our freedom journey with stage two, the authority. If I can recall it correctly, the first time I experienced hands-on deliverance was about 12 years ago. I was sitting in a living room with someone, and all of a sudden, the person blacked out and started shaking. I mean, the person was having seizures. But before I wrapped up my mind into believing that that person was having a seizure, Holy Spirit stepped in and told me, start praying. So I started praying. Then Holy Spirit told me, rebuke it. Command it to come out. So I took the authority in the name of Jesus Christ and started commanding it to come out. And as I kept on doing it, the seizures turned into a head shake from left to right to motion no. And I stopped for a second. And I said, all right, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. And the head shake came again. And that's when I noticed, all right, there's something communicating. But before I started getting afraid, before fear even got a chance to do anything, Holy Spirit gripped me in a way. Fear wasn't an option. The grip that Holy Spirit gave me then was strong. I wasn't able to be afraid. But long story short, the person convulsed and shouted, and then afterward, released. And things calmed down. And Holy Spirit told me then, the demon was gone.
Hallelujah.
That was my first experience. And over time, Holy Spirit taught me and guided me through deliverance on how to use the authority properly in the name of Jesus Christ. Mind you, there is no other name that will get demons, evil spirit, however you want to call them, subjected to you. Only the name of Jesus Christ can. As written in Luke chapter 10, verses 17 to 19. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. It is important to exercise your authority in the name of Jesus Christ, because the forces of darkness will oppress you and possess you if they can. They will bind you to prevent you from prospering, from enjoying life, from having peace. They will trouble you. That's all they do. They keep you locked up, wrapped up in darkness, chained. And the common example is poverty. How many of us are in poverty? And poverty is not about money. Poverty is a spiritual state. If you cannot share the time, the energy that you have, what makes you think you can share money? And from the moment you refuse to share, you don't want to release nothing. You don't want to share nothing. You're in poverty. That's just an idea of how poverty is. And that is an idea of how the power of darkness keeps you chained. You even have the example of death, generational curses, cancer. I have witnessed families who have family members who die at a certain age. That's a generational curse. And you have rape. The woman always get raped. Those are examples of how the power of darkness come against you. Spirits can cause that. Demons can cause that. No matter how you call them, evil spirits, demons, they are the forces of darkness. And yes, you can be free from them. Utilize the authority that Jesus Christ has given you and claim your freedom. That's the only way you can free yourself. But don't fool yourself also. Some of them are not going to let you go easily. I mean, you're talking about the power of darkness here. We have an example of that in the Bible too. In Matthew chapter 17, verses 19 to 21. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. For assuredly I said to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Yeah, some spirits would not leave you alone unless you pray and fast. And that is because verbally rebuking a spirit is not enough. You have to back it up with actions. And usually those actions is to say, I'm not doing what you're telling me to do. I'm stopping it. An example, smoking cigarettes or smoking weed. That spirit of weed ain't gonna leave you alone if you don't stop smoking weed. You're obeying what the demon is saying. You can rebuke it all day. But from the moment you stop smoking that cigarette, smoking that weed, and you rebuke it, tell the spirit to leave you alone, then the spirit is gonna go. Now, in the case where it's a curse, you literally have to take your authority in the name of Jesus Christ and break those curses, break those alliances. But even then, it still calls for action, because breaking a curse is not an easy thing. For example, if it's a generational curse that in the family, the girls get raped, to break that curse, you have to verbally rebuke it, destroy it in the name of Jesus Christ. And also physically, you have to rehabilitate yourself into behaving properly, which means the way you dress, the way you carry yourself around men, you have to change that. So, no matter how you look at it, deliverance will come along with some kind of rehabilitation. But we're going to talk about rehabilitation on a different stage down the line. For now, all you have to know is you have to exercise your authority in the name of Jesus Christ to claim your freedom, because the power of darkness are already at war against you, whether you want it or not, whether you like it or not, they are at war. So the sooner you wake up and take that authority and fight and claim your victory, the better off you are. Because when you lack to take your authority, all you're doing is claiming defeat. It's logical. If an enemy comes against you and you're not going to battle, what are you saying? You are already claiming defeat. So it's defeat or be defeated. But the good news is you have the victory already. Why would you claim defeat if you have the means to defeat the enemy in your hands? I mean, why would you do that? Makes no sense. Jesus Christ already gave you the authority. That's the weapon in your hand to defeat the enemy. So utilize your authority and defeat that enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
But don't just jump in blindsided and thinking you're just going to go on and rebuke the spirits. And no, there is a procedure to it. And usually that procedure goes with finding the name of the demon, of the spirit, identify the spirit, then cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ. There's no order to it, because sometimes you will be casting the spirit out, not knowing who you're dealing with. Then the name, the identity of the spirit will come along the prayer while you're praying. And sometimes the name will be revealed to you by Holy Spirit before you even go into prayer. But either way, the procedure is the same. Identify the spirit, then cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ. And usually, Holy Spirit will reveal to you the names of the spirits that are oppressing you right now. All you got to do is take a piece of paper, a pen, sit down in a quiet place and ask Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, please reveal to me the names of the spirits that are oppressing me. And you will see in your thoughts, it will start coming. Things like theft, lies, isolation, depression, anxiety, confusion, denial, delusion, fornication. The names will start popping. And as they come, write it down. Make a list. The list can go on for years, but it will go on and off. Holy Spirit will allow you in between to go on and do the prayer. He will give you a list. But each time he gives you a list or a name, Don't delay. Go into battle. Cast that spirit out in the name of Jesus Christ. So do your list. Write it down. And then go into prayer. We have a deliverance prayer on our website for that. But before we get to the deliverance prayer, we're going to continue with the process of identification, which will be our next stage, identification. And until then, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I'm out.